The views expressed on the following program are the views of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, their management, their donors, their underwriters, nor their seventh-born sons. Broadcasting from our secret underground studio in Olympia, Washington, it is time for the Thunderbolts. Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day you turned on your radio and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids, the thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee!
Are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
There is no spying on Americans.
Are you crazy?
Oh.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
Damage control is easy. Reading Klingon, that's hard.
Welcome to the Thunderbolt for April 20th, 2018. Here at the Thunderbolt, we temper our outrage with insanity. And then we loving it with fart jokes.
Coming up next, Philip farts on Terrence and laughs.
Oh, cool.
Listen with care. So a while back, the Chinese government proved that the United States does not have a monopoly upon paranoid idiots. Well, you see, a while back, the Chinese authorities scrubbed all references on their internet to that dangerous, subversive Winnie the Pooh. Huh. And since it is getting harder and harder to differentiate between my jokes and actual reality these days, then I can assure you this is indeed an actual story. Chinese officials have actually banned Winnie the Pooh from the Chinese internet. However, I am most happy to be able to provide at least a modicum of comfort to any outraged Who lovers that may be out there by revealing that Winnie is sharing his banishment whilst in very good company. Yes, kids, hard as it is to believe, Chinese childhood is also being spared from the subversive influence of such notorious troublemakers as Peppa Pig and James the Giant Peach. James the Giant Peach was also banned in a Wisconsin town because the character Spider was considered by the school board there to be too sexual. Spider did show a lot of leg, after all. And the nefarious James was also banned in Indian River County, Florida, for engaging in occult practices due to the fact that at one point, James utilizes mysticism by engaging the magical properties of crocodile tongues to bring himself happiness and great adventures. So you see, first they came for the poos, and the giant peaches did not say anything because they were not poos. As of yet, I have been unable to determine the fate of those infamous Teletubbies or of that highly suspicious Big Bird. But I would suggest that Oscar the Grouch had best watch his back as well. And speaking of children's stories, I once wrote a song called The Mother Goose Blues that was basically a comedic take on childhood and the pitfalls thereof. I listed many childish objections suitable for lamentation, and I interjected these lamentations with various stories from various Mother Goose tales. And I had never before realized just how gory, violent, and ruthless those stories are until I started systematically going through them for the purposes of incorporating them into the Mother Goose Blues. Yes, kids, between assaults by arachnids upon innocent little girls who are innocently eating their curds and whey, to Mary Mary's infamous contrariness, to Jack Horner sticking his nasty little thumb into everyone else's pies, and yes, even big bad wolves, such as Georgie Borgie, who like to kiss all the little girls and make them all cry. We have Jack and Jill tumbling down hills, and we have Jumping Jack Flash sitting on candlesticks. And who can ever forget Humpty Dumpty's infamous fall or his tragic failure to ever recover from said fall? Yes, Mother Goose is quite the nasty and morbid little world. At this point, though, that old debate about art imitating life comes into play. For you see, during the height of the plague in 14th century England, so many people were dying that bodies were simply placed into a pile in a city square and then set afire. The ashes from these fires would then fall upon everyone else all over the city, and everyone else knew what those ashes were, and in many cases, they knew who those ashes were. Now, it was a common myth at that time that breathing through flowers would help protect against the plague. And so everyone in London at the time could be found walking around with their pockets stuffed full of flowers. So often the first visible sign that someone was infected with the plague came when they developed sores that were called rosies. And these rosies were very identifiable because they were often surrounded by a very distinctive ring. And from those happenstances, we got this. Meanwhile, in international affairs, China has managed to come up with what I find to be the scariest method of social control that I think I have yet heard of. As usual, they have also come up with an innocent and innocuous sounding name for policy that actually represent Big Brother on steroids. Yes, kids, the Chinese call their new tool of full spectrum dominance and submission the social credit score. The Chinese government is going to start assigning all of their citizens with social credit scores that will be based upon a variety of criteria meant to determine how loyal a citizen they are. And the quality of their life is going to be largely determined by this score. If you do your job and don't make any waves, then you will very likely have no problem. But if you file complaints or start protesting things, then you are likely to find your credit, both financial and social, drying up. Jobs will suddenly be very hard to find. Your ability to travel will be severely restricted. And you will very likely discover that a government microscope has been surgically implanted into your anus. The most excellent Netflix series, Black Mirror, evidently foresaw this, and they produced a most excellent piece upon this very subject. It is the first program for season 3, and it is called Nose Dive. I actually highly recommend the entire Black Mirror series. Their program represents social critique taken to an art form. But then there are other technological twisty-turnies that even Black Mirror could not have foreseen. Now, you may or may not know that the editors who published the WikiLeaks material carefully edited it to make sure that no vital military secrets were exposed. And indeed, the machine was never able to prove that the WikiLeaks materials revealed any such secrets, nor did their release lead to any serious national security breaches. What WikiLeaks did expose was crime, fraud, and abuse, which are pretty much the textbook examples of the kinds of things that soldiers and government officials of any kind are required by law to expose. And then, they are supposed to enjoy special legal protections from retribution when they do expose them. However, that is just the law. The American government quit paying attention to the law, as it applies to them anyway, a long time ago. Anyway, while WikiLeaks did not expose any vital American secrets, the Strava Running and Cycling app, available now for download from your favorite app store, has managed to expose most of the United States' most secret military bases everywhere on the entire planet. Now, those of us unfamiliar with the world of jogging have likely never heard of Strava. I know I never had. But according to Strava's website, Strava is the social network for athletes. We are a global community of millions of runners, cyclists, and triathletes. Now, I could not find out exactly how many millions, but evidently, Strava is a very popular app. Now, users of the Strava app do their jogging and cycling whilst wearing fitness trackers. And these fitness trackers do indeed track numerous aspects of their jogging and cycling experience, including their routes. And recently, Strava published a heat map that showed all of the jogging and cycling routes that were popular with their users. And it turns out that members of the United States military are heavily represented amongst the millions of users of the Strava app. And thus, it did not take long for people to find out where most of America's most secret military bases were all over the world, based upon the soldiers' jogging routes that were now emblazoned all over Strava's online heat map, just as if they had been traced with a frigging highlighter pen. I believe that serves those paranoid a-holes over at the Pentagon right. Next, we are going to delineate the African-American experience from emancipation to the present in a nutshell. First, Jim Crow took their political power, then deindustrialization took their economic power, then the war on drugs destroyed their families, then COINTELPRO destroyed their leadership, and now gentrification is destroying their communities. What will they think of next? And as for the war on the rest of us,
we inaugurate the evening just drumming up a little weirdness. It gets late so early now. The waves come in mountain phases.
Sticks and stones,
I see fireworks, not supposed
to. They break our bones, but Lockheed Martin will fry us. Mad Dog Mattis, our Secretary of Defense, has said that unless the State Department is fully funded, then he is going to need a lot more guns and bombs. Lockheed Martin, the world's second most profitable war profiteer, the manufacturer of the F-35 and the world's leading manufacturer of nuclear weapons,
he's wearing the trousers now,
amongst many other implements of mass death and mass destruction, good old Lockheed Martin to the rescue. Lockheed Martin will receive more of your tax dollars this year than the entire Department of State. And thanks largely to that fact itself, Lockheed Martin will be doing an absolutely booming business this year. Pun intended. So do you feel safer now?
He's wearing the trousers now.
And by the way, Lockheed Martin is also the world's biggest manufacturer.
He's wearing the trousers now.
Of those red light cameras that cities claim they install for reasons of public safety, but which have been shown in case after case to actually serve instead as revenue generators. Said revenue being generated for both the cities involved and, of course, for Lockheed Martin. If they were actually concerned with public safety,
he's wearing the trousers now,
then they would simply increase the length of time that a yellow light shines before turning red.
He's wearing the trousers now.
Which studies have repeatedly shown significantly reduces both red light infractions and significantly increases public safety. But that would also significantly reduce the revenue that I previously mentioned. And therefore, in the case of many of these cities, San Diego, California, for one. Their contract with Lockheed Martin specifically prohibits the city from changing the timing of their yellow lights. Well, I am certainly glad that they have their priorities straight. These people use the fear that they generate by using ephemeral boogeymen and straw dogs in order to justify doing all of the wrong things to all of the wrong people. And I, for one, am becoming very intolerant of this reality paradigm.
I adored the way she modified my mornings when I'd wake up in the calm shoals of her bed. Somersaults of smoke in a universe of sleep before she slipped back into her heritage and disappeared. And she taught me to relight again.
We're going to take a quick station break now. Be back in a minute. The views expressed on this program are strictly those of the show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor anyone associated with this radio station. And now, back to the Thunderbolt. Welcome to the Thunderbolt for May 3rd, 2019. And we are most happy to start this week's show off by announcing that there is not only an exciting new political commentator on the scene, but this new personality has inside information straight from the depths of the deep state's barnyard. Yes, kid. We now have an inside source for cogent biting and often humorous dictums concerning that legendary Congress critter, Devin Nunes. Everyone's favorite Republican representative from California's infamous white supremacist stronghold, the Central Valley. And so, it is my very great pleasure to introduce to you Devin Nunes's cow. Yes, Devin Nunes has had a cow, man. So evidently, from a bovine point of view, Devin Nunes is utterly useless. He is way, W-H-E-Y, over his head in corruption. And he'll soon be moved to jail. And so it was a cute idea, and Devin Nunes's cow did have a couple of hundred Twitter followers. But then Devin Nunes himself exhibited the usual amazing political genius that is being displayed by so many of our modern 21st century politicians. And he did this by suing Devin Nunes's cow. Yes, kids. Even if I were capable of making stuff like this up, I could never get away with it. Yes, Devin Nunes is suing Devin Nunes's cow, and better yet, he is suing Devin Nunes's cow for defamation. Now, I would think that defaming a Republican would be an oxymoron. But that's just me, so whatever. Conveniently, right there in his legal filing, Mr. Nunes provides a list of all the greatest hits and best insults that have been leveled toward Devin Nunes by Devin Nunes's cow. And so now everyone can simply go and read all of them for themselves. Aha. So you cannot pay to get better publicity than this. You may remember that I mentioned a minute ago that Devin Nunes's cow had a couple of hundred Twitter followers. Well, thanks to Devin Nunes's lawsuit, Devin Nunes's cow has now gone viral. Devin Nunes's cow, in fact, has more Twitter followers than Devin Nunes himself does. All right. And now it is time to put away the Adderall and down a dose of Geritol. Because for the first time on KAOS, the toothless old grandpa is here and waiting to take us away. Well, hey, grandpa, and welcome to chaos.
Well, hey, son. You know, with the opportunity that is afforded by access to the chaos listenership, the next step in my plot thus proceeds apace.
Your plot?
Yes, I intend to use this opportunity to start gathering acolytes so that I can begin building my irresistible army with which I eventually plan to take over the whole world.
Really? Gee, I guess I'm glad I can play a small role here. So tell me, Grandpa, what do you intend to do with the world once you've taken it over?
Well, to be honest, I hadn't really thought of that far ahead yet.
I see. Well, until then, I hear you have a truly out-of-this-world thunderbolt for us this week. So why don't we just get right down to it here?
Surely, surely. This week, I would like to respond to criticism that I am constantly focusing upon what is wrong and bad with our world and about our species, and never acknowledging what is right and good about us. There are indeed many things that are right and good about our culture. And those things should indeed be acknowledged, which indeed I'm about to do right now. However, first I would like to counter the charge that I am too negative in my coverage of the news and in my analysis of that news, with the argument that what is right and good is right and good, and other than occasional acknowledgement, what is right and good doesn't really need to be talked about all that much, as those things are fine just the way they are. Those things do not require any further work or effort on our part other than what is required to maintain them. It is the things that are wrong and bad that need to be talked about and worked on. Yet, even with all of the nastiness that I have been highlighting in this broadcast, I would like to point out that overall, I actually think very highly of humanity. We aren't all bad. We are, in fact, truly miraculous in many and various ways. We have produced musical genius such as Ludwig van Beethoven and Jimmy Page, and scientific genius such as Albert Einstein and Stephen Hawking, for instance. And now, we have sent two spaceships out into the stars. And before leaving our solar system, the Voyager missions showed us oceans on Europa, volcanoes on Io, and geysers on Titan. The Voyager missions have taught us so many things about our universe that any individual could easily spend their entire lifetime just studying the Voyager data and nothing else, and even then they could still only absorb a tiny fraction of everything that we learned from those two missions. In addition, Voyager 1 has now become the fastest moving object that humans have ever created. It literally used the gravity wells of Jupiter, Saturn, and Uranus as a slingshot to shoot it toward its next destination at speeds that are otherwise unattainable with our current technology. And now, Voyager 1 is headed for the stars. Yes, kids, we humans did all of that. And we humans can be truly proud of all that. and also on board the Voyagers are the Golden Wreckers, which, amongst many other things, includes a recording of Chuck Berry playing Johnny B. Goode. The thing is that that record is almost guaranteed not only to outlive humanity, but indeed, it is likely to outlive our sun itself. There is no moisture, nor oxygen, nor anything else that will serve to deteriorate the components of the Voyagers, including the Golden Record. And therefore, long after the Earth and the Sun are burned out cinders, the two Voyagers will still be chugging along through the universe, bearing Johnny B. Goode to anyone with enough smarts to be able to listen in. They even included a record stylus and pictorial instructions on how to use them inside the Voyagers. And I am thinking that it will be a very long time, if ever, before humanity ever accomplishes anything like that ever again. Elon Musk says that his company is going to Mars, and NASA and the EU are both planning missions to Jupiter's moons. But frankly, I wouldn't bet on our civilization surviving long enough to even pull those missions off. Voyager 1 is the first human-made object to ever completely leave the influence of our sun and enter actual interstellar space. And it will likely be the last remnant of humanity that will ever be left in the entire universe. Voyager 1 will pass by its first star in about 40,000 years. And there will be many more to follow. It probably has billions of years, after all. Yes, kids, humanity is now the near-eternal Voyager. Stand proud.
Grandpa, I never know where you are going to go next.
Well, son, that's sort of my superpower. And that's it for the news and commentary section for this week's show. So it's time to get to work.
All right, no calendar this week for Olympia listeners, so I'm going to fill out the rest of the hour with music for everyone. This week I'm going to take you all the way back to 1972. This is Focus. whoa. That was pretty amazing. That was Hocus Pocus by Focus. That's it for the show this week. We'll see you next week. Peace.
The Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. Neither the stations that air the Thunderbolt, their sponsors, their members, their underwriters, nor anyone else that has much to do with anything else in any way, is responsible for the content of the Thunderbolt, nor do they necessarily agree with the views expressed on the Thunderbolt. If you have any comments, or if you wish to express an opposing opinion, you should send an email to dana98501@gmail.com, and we will make arrangements. And I hope that you have a day.
And you may want to grab a pen or something, because I'm about to give you some information. If you like what you hear here on the Thunderbolt, then the Thunderbolt archives are stored at dana98501.wordpress.com. That's dana98501, which is the downtown Olympia zip code, .wordpress.com. And if you would like to continue hearing the Thunderbolt, you can contribute to our cause at patreon.com/thethunderbolt. And
thank you very much.